The Alsatian composer Marie Jaël was a fascinating woman, one of the great piano virtuosos of her time, along with Clara Schumann, a thinker and teacher and a composer. By thinker, I mean that she withdrew from public life after a career as a pianist in order to devote herself completely to her research. In her eyes, the artist who attained perfection unconsciously obeyed laws of motion which could be analyzed and passed on. For 30 years, she worked untiringly to find the precise movements which would produce a fine sonority at the piano. Franz Liszt described her as a real specimen, the brain of a philosopher and the fingers of an artist. He played some of her forehand piano pieces with her. He once wrote to her, "If your music had a man's name on it, it would be found on every piano." She studied composition with Camille Saint-Saëns and César Franck. Her first works were published in 1871. Marie married one of the most illustrious virtuosos of the period, Alfred Jaël. It was said that his trills filled even Liszt himself with admiration. From those years of marriage come the six esquisses romantiques, romantic sketches, that we'll listen to. They are full of the influences of her teachers and her contemporaries, Saint-Saëns, Franck, Schumann, Brahms, but with a strong personality of her own, sometimes brooding, sometimes tempestuous. When her husband died at the age of 49, Marie became Liszt's friend and secretary, paying long visits to Weimar between 1883 and 1886. It was in the course of one of these stays that Liszt, after hearing her play the third Mephisto waltz, thoroughly revised the piece and dedicated it to her. "Here, this is your Mephisto waltz. I have completely transformed it. It is you who played it yesterday in such a way as to make me sense what it should be." Liszt enjoyed playing Maria's waltzes with her and sent them to a publisher with the note, "Herein, see proof only of my affection and also my interest in this charming work, delicately intentioned, distinguished, and amiable, which seems to me quite suitable for a brilliant and lasting success." Liszt called Marie "Dear Oceana," alluding to her symphonic poem "Océane," which he admired. In a correspondence to her a few months before his death, he wrote, "Believe me, dear Oceana, let us stay to ourselves and give this Jaël Liszt concert before a select group. No great fuss, just intimate music." After Liszt's death, Marie Jaël was the first to perform his entire works for piano, a feat never attempted up until then. Saint-Saëns said, "There is only one person in the world who knows how to play Liszt, and that's Marie Jaël." She was also the first to play the full cycle of Beethoven's sonatas in Paris. That was in 1893. Quite a repertoire. At the height of her success as a pianist and composer, Marie Jaël abandoned the concert platform and gave up composition in order to devote herself entirely to teaching and her passionate research in the phenomena of consciousness and the work of the hand. She died in Paris in 1925, at the age of 78, leaving behind a considerable body of work as a teacher, composer, researcher, and thinker. Now, let's hear Alexandra Sorel play her six esquisses romantiques, romantic sketches.